heart-centered, consciousness and understanding. And the mind is filled with bitterness. The mind was filled with lack. The mind really doesn't know or understand who we are. So we're here to bring forth the ancient scripture, in other words, the ancient prophecy. And so ancient is sort of like, ha-ha, because it's all now. So this is where, when I just said it's all now, I just felt everyone's true self. And this is just extraordinarily powerful. So we're introducing ourselves to our power. We're introducing ourselves to our light. We're introducing ourselves. Come here, buddy. Let's get you to join at 6:30 also. We're introducing ourselves to the main event, because we're each plugging in to our new tomorrow. So our new tomorrow is already established. In other words, it's who we truly are. It's very important that we receive ourselves as entitled, because the ego's voice is going to get dimmer and dimmer and dimmer and dimmer, and they're showing me the card Take the Lead, because we are choosing to birth this new reality through our very essence, through our very understanding of self. The world's not going to be shifted or changed using the old paradigm. So that's shrinking. There are those in attendance of that truth. And the new glory, the new influence, the new establishment is taking birth by and by, as we choose the light, as we choose the new harmonics, as we choose the transference of our birthright, of our rightful pleasure. So as we will receive our holy harmonics, as we will receive the offering of light, we establish ourselves in victory. It's not victory over another. There is no other. There is no dualism and truth. So this is sort of like a mind game. And as we will proceed with our kind gesturing, we are each opening up to heaven on earth. So heaven on earth is we come into our greatest claim. We come into our secret treasure. We come into our quickening. So this is where we've been working at a certain job, we've been working out of a certain focus, and as we wake up to our brilliance, magic happens. Because the reason some of us are like, I don't see a way out, it's because we're looking horizontally rather than allowing that full liftoff, allowing that full explosion, allowing that full circuitry to become one with our very essence. So as we will receive the gifts of our higher heart, as we will receive our true accommodations. Now, when we're saying these words in verse, there's laughter in the higher plane, the laughter being the joy, the laughter being our true selves, the laughter being the administration of delight. So we want to receive this energetically. So when I say the word, or they say the word delight, it's an attunement. It's like a voiceover. It's like we had the old plug-in and now we're establishing new recording, new emphasis, new broadcast, new establishment, new rite of passage. So rite of passage, I literally saw like the Akashic Records, the Annals of Time, and it's like flipping forward. So what took place in each dream lifetime is not nearly as significant or relevant as the placement of your now reality, because we're like bypassing all the old understanding of self and permitting the new galaxy, the new protocol. So we remember that this is energy. Everything is really consciousness. And so we're permitting that overdrive. We're permitting the new channels. We're permitting the new energy exchange alignment. So the reason that we are going first, in essence, the reason that it's like the Great Awakening is upon us, is because we are standing up. So standing up is permitting yourself to be lifted up. That means you're being tuned to a new reality. So what you assume cannot be possible is possible in the new working order, in the new galaxy, in the new stream of life. So as we will permit our higher heart to, I can't even get that word, it's like everything operates from our higher heart. Everything operates from the energy of love. It's we open up our new record keeping. So we're opening up to what we would refer to as our destiny. In other words, the blueprint that sealed our fate long ago, when we each took on this incarnation, we came with important upkeep. In other words, we're here to attune life to a new program, to a new understanding, to a new allocation. So each of us are being, I don't want to say we're being shifted as if there's something beyond us. It's really us. It's really like, don't you remember? This was the plan all along. So sometimes, like, if you're just getting comfortable, like, I'm busy watching this program. Yeah, but we just won $10,000. Come to the door. There's this tendency to not want to leave what we know, what's secure. So it's like TV program, $10,000. So it's funny how the mind works. So this is the energies that are being offered or helping us to be guided, to shift, to make all things possible, to bring forth the revelation, the wisdom, the claim, the inheritance of our true wisdom, of our true self, of our true desire. So some of us have been desiring what ones and other awarenesses desire. Well, this seems to be what's supposed to bring me happiness or give me relief or whatever. And so we're being offered, they're saying, like a true hand. So when I say a true hand, it's our own higher guidance. We want to drop this idea of separation and realize it's our own master self that is sealing our fate, introducing us to love, introducing us to our home, introducing us, and again, home being who we really are, who we really are. We're not looking for a different location. We're looking and pleasing ourselves to a new reality, a new voyage. So as we will receive, seal our fate, as we will receive our new harmonics, we begin anew. So remember, everything is frequency. So as we drive the ship, meaning as we open ourselves to our new establishment, it's as we agree in consciousness, we seal our fate. So again, just think of like parallel realities, just like stacked up against each other. As we will receive anew, we offer ourselves a hand in marriage. So again, marrying the beloved within, marrying our own divine self, coming into balance, union, partnership with our own plausibility, our own divine light, divine feminine, divine masculine, balanced within self, in full recognition and timing. So the timing has to do with, oh gosh, some don't always like that predestined concept, but in a way it is, because we're here to graduate, we're here to step up, we're here to allow. So again, it's not from an outer authority, it's from our own inner intelligence. So as we'll receive our own orchestration, as we will receive our true remembrance, we come into divine order. Everything in divine order, everything in perfect divine timing. Allow yourselves to proceed, allow yourselves to be lifted off, allow yourselves to exchange hands. In other words, come into agreement, take further steps in your own divine placement. So this, you may feel like the energy, you may actually have visualizations of someone offering their hand. You may feel like you're leaving linear time, because we're all moving into that multidimensional remembrance. Some are feeling energies of other dimensions, like there's something there, something just happened. So we're quickening our relevance, we're quickening our homecoming. Show me the wheel of fortune. So it's like our destiny, our destiny. So again, as we seal this offering, we receive ourselves anew. For me, I just feel, how do I feel? Expanded. I feel expanded, and I feel like I'm releasing the old, they're saying disregard, like disregard it. So again, the past, it's in our mind. This has been like a dream, all in our mind. And so we create the new order, we create the new existence, true existence. So allow these energies to stir you, allow them to bring you new remembrance. This is same situation in the linear, but you suddenly see it clear as day, you see it new. And it's like, oh, it's so obvious now. New understanding. It's got energy all in my crown chakra. Again, sealing our fate. They're just showing me that oracle card, simply love. Simply love. And this is what we're being shown as we drop the mind and we live from that higher heart. We live from our new reality. Let us receive. There are a couple that are receiving new invitations, and you just think, it's like, okay, I had a vision, I had a feeling, but oh, it's gonna be 5 years from now or something. So you don't join hands, is what they're saying. Like, you don't join along, because it just seems like a fantasy. It is so much closer than you realize. Like, you can reach out and touch it. So you want to remember, it's like you're coming into further establishment in English. Agree. It's a little bit like when people say, you know, visualize yourself winning the race or whatever. But instead of, we'll visualize, but also consent. Consent. There's a little bit of, well, we like to see the fine print. Well, what does this mean? How are things going to change? Like, we like to know everything. that's the ego. So what we're doing is following the energy. That's why we're being led by the heart, not the mind. When you fall in love, you're willing to, it logic goes out the window. You follow that love. We tend to think of that as like an external love, because primarily we've been adopting the paradigm of separation. So what we're actualizing is the eternal love within. So when we fall in love with that richness, when we fall in love with that true remembrance and understanding, we're following, they're showing me the King of Pentacles. Here we go. We're all master creators. We are each a master creator. So as we choose that light, as we choose the new harmonics, all is made new again. We arrive at a different place in consciousness, and everything shifts, because everything then reports to, vibrates with, arrives at our new, they're saying our new pinnacle, but it's like our new signature, our new frequency. So allow yourselves to be fully gifted. I was ready to stop, and they're like, no, they're closer than they think. Like, merge. But no pressure, because pressure, of course, is, and they're helping us with that. It's like, love is the way. So the process in which we proceed is as relevant as the destination. You can't get there with ball and chain. You can't get there with judgment. It's just you need the right gasoline. Right lubricant, right assurance. There we go. Okay. So it is. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Each time we do this, it's we open up more and more and more, and we increase our relevance. We increase our certainty, because we start expecting it. So it's a little bit like working with the chi ball. The more that you practice with that chi ball, it's like you just get stronger and stronger, and you can feel it. You don't need anyone to report to you. You know. It's like, oh, I'm finally feeling what the teacher's talking about. It's the same thing as we relax the mind and we move into that being a good steward of the light, and we start creating with light, and we establish this on record. In other words, each time we self-promote, we change our own lifestyle. We change our agreement, who we understand ourselves to be. And the more that we stand out, meaning the more that we understand that we're light, you know, they're laughing at me, or us, like we throw out that word, they're saying like we throw out that term light worker all day long. And they're saying, but do we really play the part? Do we really play the part? And so this is what we're attending to, is a new discovery of self, a new attention of our true permission. We're the ones permitting ourselves. We are the ones that give ourselves our already acceptance. So it has to do as far as the eyes can see. So we're leaving physical sight and we're opening up our hearts with our spiritual sight. So how you receive yourself as a master of light. So the more that we open up to this light, the more that we open up to our second like agreement, like the second coming of Christ, the more comfortable we get, the more self-assured we become. And they're showing me like a genie's lamp, you know, like an Aladdin's lamp. So you understand Aladdin's lamp, magic. You granted three wishes. We're the ones that wish, and we're the ones that create. We're the alchemist. So we're not used to this. This is why each time we come together, each time, whether you come in groups or you do it on your own, but each time, and when you do it on your own, and like, it's all good. It's all good. Every time you consent to love and peace in your own galaxy, you decide. You're not waiting for Moses. You're not waiting for Joshua. These are all symbolic of your true self. They're saying, and now we can talk to a master. So how we receive ourselves is we're being gently guided to the truth. There is no separation. There is no master outside. Saying receive in God's glory. Again, words go beyond the words, go beyond the symbols. God's self, I am, presence, whatever feels right to you, insert. And so it is. All right.